Hello. Welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Tuesday, August 23rd, 2016. There is a new area of concern in Florida in the Tampa Bay area. For all this and more, we now turn to our expert, Dr. Henry Nyman. Dr. Nyman, welcome back to the program again.
Okay, thanks, Ryan. It's good to be back a little quicker than we initially expected. But the information is coming out pretty fast and furious, so we may be doing more like a daily update instead of a weekly update if the news keeps on coming out as quickly as it has been coming out. And all indications are that it probably will be running at this clip. As you indicated, the news today was mentioned this morning in a meeting that Governor Rick Scott had, and he casually mentioned that there were 5 new local cases, 4 of which were in the Wynwood area and 1 of which was in the Pinellas County area. The Pinellas County case certainly got the most attention. Wynwood, there were already 23 cases there, so the 4 brought it up to 27. But the Pinellas County, which includes St. Petersburg, and is about 250 miles northwest of Miami and is on the Gulf Coast, got a lot of attention because it was so far away, and this was a local case. It got quite a bit of media coverage. Although the media stories were a little bit jumbled as to where this case stood relative to the other local cases. And for that reason, I thought tonight I would just kind of go over the 2 different main types of cases and why the local cases have so much attention. Most of the United States, in fact, all the United States outside of Florida, has only had travel-related cases, or at least the reported ones have only been travel-related. And as the name implies, these are related to people that are in the United States, go to another country where there is local transmission of Zika by the local mosquitoes, and they get bit by a mosquito, get infected, and then fly back to the United States where they develop symptoms and are tested and are found to be positive. So that is how the Zika virus actually gets into the United States. It's not from mosquitoes hitchhiking rides on planes. It's actually people that are infected that bring the virus back. And then once they come back to the United States, they can actually be involved in additional transmissions to other people. One is simply through unprotected sex, and the partner basically gets infected by the virus in the sperm, and then that results in a case that is not somebody that did travel out of the country. They got infected in the United States, but they got infected by a traveler. They didn't get infected by mosquitoes. And then the other type of transmission is vertical, going from the mother to the baby. A mother is infected during her pregnancy, and then the virus crosses the placenta, infects the baby, and the baby is infected. So those are the 3 major categories, all of which are travel related, and that accounts for all of the cases. Other than there was one technician in Pittsburgh who got infected with a needle stick they were doing research on the Zika virus, and the person accidentally stuck themselves with a needle that had Zika virus in it, and they got infected. So that really accounts for all of the cases outside of Florida, and prior to about a month ago, it accounted for all the cases in Florida also. So The switchover really happened in Florida, and that's the second category. And those are locally acquired cases. In those cases, the person is infected by a mosquito here in the United States. And so far for the reported cases, it's in Florida. And those the local mosquitoes get infected by the Zika virus is in the travelers. If the travelers come and if they get bit by a mosquito while they're have the virus in their blood, then they infect the local mosquito that can then fight other people locally. And so people that have not traveled and have not had any sexual contact with a somebody who has traveled nonetheless can get infected by the local mosquitoes. And those cases are of the greatest concern because those cases indicate that there is a mosquito population in the area that is infected with the virus. And not only is the person that is identified at risk, but so are other people that get exposed to this mosquito population. And finding out exactly where a person is infected is critical for the investigation to pinpoint where the infected mosquitoes are so that more extensive testing can be done to find out how widespread it is. And the Florida is an example of that type of investigation, but within this category of local cases, they really fall into two different groups. One group is an individual case where if that case is investigated, contacts, including neighbors, are tested usually by collecting a urine sample. The urine sample is a PCR test, so that's a test to actually look for the virus itself, or at least some genetic information in the virus. And that test generally requires that the person has been infected in the 2 weeks prior to collection. So that's a test that is going to determine that there's actually virus in the area, and the person that's positive has been recently infected. Now, if a contact or neighbor is identified, then that zeroes in on where the index case or the case under investigation was infected. And the first two cases in Florida, one was in Miami-Dade County, the other was in Broward County, those investigations failed to identify a contact or neighbor that was positive. And as a result, they couldn't really pinpoint where that person was infected. In all likelihood, that person wasn't infected near their home because that's where most of the testing was done and none of their neighbors were positive. Without a positive, those two cases basically ended up having the investigations closed. They looked at 70 contacts for one and 54 contacts for the other. They were all negative, and they really didn't have other places to test. And they closed it saying that, they really don't know where those two people were infected, but they probably weren't infected in the areas that they looked because they couldn't find any positives. And they're put in the classification by Florida Department of Health as being not involved with active transmission. And this is where the confusion comes in, because even though they were local cases and even though they don't have any history of either travel or getting infected by somebody else who was already infected, all the evidence points towards being affected by a mosquito, since they can't identify where that infection happened, they're kind of just counted as a dead end and no further transmission in the state. you know, Department of Health just classifies them as a local case, but not involved with active transmission. And the active transmission was identified by the third and fourth case that were reported in Florida. In those two instances, again, it was a person from Broward County as well as a person from Miami-Dade, but they actually worked at a location in Wynwood, which is just north of downtown, and those two locations were very close to each other, so they really matched in time and space, and it was pretty clear that there was transmission going on in that area. And then further testing confirmed that of the 52 local residents that they got urine from, six were positive, even though they were asymptomatic, indicating they had been infected in the past 2 weeks. And then one of the locations, a subsequent report indicated that 14 out of the 30 of the employees were symptomatic, as several were tested and found to be positive, either by the urine test indicating that they were infected within the last 2 weeks, or in some cases the urine was negative but they had been symptomatic, so they collected blood samples and tested for antibodies, which indicated that they were previously infected, and they found positives. It's called an IgM test, and they were positive for the IgM antibodies directed against Zika. And then another location was also positive. And so it was very clear that Wynwood was an area where there was active transmission, because they in fact had clusters of clusters. One of the cases was at the larger facility where there were multiple people symptomatic and multiple people positive. The other individual was at another company that was nearby, and that index case and one of the customers ended up testing positive. And then another location a block away, at least three of those employees, this was at Wynwood Yards, were also positive. And as I said initially, prior to today, the number of local cases in Wynwood was 23 plus the four today, brought that up to 27. And then the same type of clustering, a little bit different because it involved three tourists, was found in Miami Beach. And again, that was kind of passive type of surveillance. In fact, the two of the tourists were reported prior to Miami reporting them. One was a woman from Taipei City in Taiwan. She had come to Florida on business. She had been to both Miami-Dade and Broward counties, but the report really focused in on Miami Beach, or at least Miami, as where she was infected. She developed symptoms as soon as she arrived back in Taipei City. And the Taiwan CDC did an extensive report indicating when she developed symptoms and where she had been. And she did have two traveling companions who actually did not develop symptoms and tested negative. And then actually right before that case was announced, a tourist from El Paso, Texas, was reported. There have been no local cases, or actually there have been no travel cases even. There have been no Zika cases in El Paso County. This person lived in El Paso, had been in Miami on vacation, and then he also developed symptoms the day he returned, and the Texas Department of Health announced those two cases. So two of the tourists were actually identified locally, and then Florida was notified, and there was a third tourist in from New York. Details on that case haven't really been that forthcoming, other than the gender was a female, and exactly how old she was or where when exactly she was infected wasn't clear, but she apparently was also infected on Miami Beach, as were two local residents. So there actually were five people, which is, you know, a large cluster that all had Miami Beach and apparently South Beach in common. And so that was the second area of active transmission. So both of these areas were defined by having multiple cases in the same general area infected at about the same time that really didn't have anything in common with each other other than the fact that they were Zika positive, were local cases, and were in the same area at about the same time. But if you do the math, there's the 28 cases in Wynwood and the 5 cases in Miami Beach, and that adds up to 33 cases. But in fact, Florida has 42 local cases. Two of them are the two that had the investigation closed, but that leaves 7 more that are under investigation. And those are, you know, as significant as the new case in Pinellas County, except they're a little bit closer. The one of those cases, though, was in Palm Beach County, which is the county north of Broward County. So it was really two counties away from Miami-Dade. And unfortunately, the testing in these other areas has been very limited. In the Palm Beach County case, for instance, only 3 samples have been collected. And so in contrast to the more robust investigation for the first two cases in Florida, these more recent cases have not been investigated very thoroughly. And since they're not investigated, obviously they don't have any positives. And since they don't have any positives, these are in the category of active investigation, but not in the category of active transmission. So the Department of Health draws a distinction between those. And these other 7 cases kind of fall through the cracks because they're announced when they're at the beginning of those investigations, but not much new is added because they're not really being tested. And in fact, samples aren't even being collected, at least based upon the active investigation page, which has been established by the Miami Department of Health. So as a result, when a new case like one, which is probably in St. Petersburg, the media reports seem to be zeroing in on St. Petersburg as being the city where this case lives. Clearwater is the other large city on the Pinellas County side, and on the opposite side is Hillsborough, where Tampa is. So there's 3 cities in the area. And exactly where this person was infected is still unclear. The media reports indicated that this person had traveled to adjacent counties, or at least one adjacent county in the Tampa Bay area. So it would still be significant, regardless of whether that person was infected in Pinellas County or was in Hillsborough County. In either case, they would be on the Gulf Coast, and they would be 250 miles away from Miami, and would indicate that local transmission is ongoing at a very different place in Florida. So that is the reason it's attracted all the attention. Unfortunately, many of the media reports are assuming that all of the local transmissions actually are linked to Wynwood or to Miami Beach, and that's not true, that there are 5 or 6 active investigations still ongoing that aren't very active in collecting samples. It seems that the Department of Health is more interested in actually doing testing where the virus isn't. So part of the announcement today was that the area in Wynwood that was about a 1 square mile area has been cut down to about a half square mile because the periphery of that one active transmission area has been cleared at least on the basis of testing in those outside areas. So the effort has really been on the periphery where the virus is least likely to be found to kind of shrink the area of concern. But, you know, basically that's based, A, on negative data, and B, if there is virus in the center of that square, then, you know, it wouldn't be that hard for the virus to move into the areas which have been cleared. So it's more for a PR type of announcement than it is a public health type of announcement, because A, it's negative data, and B, the more concerning data as to what frequency the virus is found in the population closer to the center of Wynwood, where there's known transmission, is a little bit vague. That these numbers keep going up, and today it got up to 28. It's not clear exactly where in Wynwood these additional positives are, other than they're obviously not in these peripheral blocks, because those have been cleared. But they're in the center somewhere, and whether they're right on top of the initial ones or whether they indicate that that active transmission zone fills up most of that half square mile that is remaining, that part is still a little bit unclear. So that's kind of the summary for today, that there is a new case. It is not near the other cases. And contrary to some of the media reports, it's not the only case of local transmission that is outside of both the Wynwood and Miami Beach area. Because these cases are showing up with regularity now, it is likely that there are a number of active transmission areas in Florida, may not even be southern Florida. I mean, the latest case is in central Florida. And it really comes down to testing more actively on these local cases to determine whether they're dead ends or if there are areas that are well-defined by multiple positives that haven't been identified yet because samples haven't been collected and haven't been tested. And these delays in collecting samples increases the likelihood that that the cluster won't be identified, because as I mentioned earlier, most of the testing of residents appears to be focused on urine samples, which are only going to detect infections in the 2 weeks prior to collection. So by delaying by several weeks collections of samples, if the active area kind of moves a little bit, then going into the area where there might have been positives 2 weeks ago will result in negatives, and it will look like the area of infection won't be identified. So it's a little bit unfortunate that they're not being a little more aggressive on local cases. Local cases certainly are the ones that get all the attention, because they're an indication that mosquitoes in Florida are infected with the virus, and mosquitoes are infected with the virus in anybody in that area. It doesn't require travel outside of the area. They just have to be bit by a mosquito with Zika, and they'll be positive, and they'll be another local case/cluster. And that's why it's anticipated that we will be busy in the upcoming days, both with Florida and one last point. In the Wynwood area, the one report that came out subsequently indicated that, that some of the employees at the first location were infected in early June, which meant that that infection was actually ongoing for 2 months before it was identified. And that raises surveillance issues where if the focus of the testing is only on travelers outside of the U.S., local cases are going to be missed, and that applies both to Florida as well as other areas, particularly states that are on the Gulf Coast, that would have the Aedes aegypti mosquitoes and have a reasonable number of travelers bringing the virus into the area, which can then be transmitted to the local population if those travelers are bit by mosquitoes in the local area. I think that's wrapping it up for tonight.
Okay, well, thank you for the information and the update again, as always, Dr. Nyman. To the listeners, our website is thecommonomics.co. Please visit there for all the latest Zika news and information, and we will provide much more updates in the days and weeks to come. Thank you, everyone, and have a good day.